This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Super glad to see all of you on the radio. Glad to be back. Thank you, Chad Hershberger. Thank you, Rob Center. Has to do a couple extra steps when I'm not around, so I always appreciate that. Well, believe it or don't, a year has elapsed since we had a chance to look across the table and see Marianne Troutman and Joe Bartello. So, Marianne, thank you so much for coming back in. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, I do. I just think it's wonderful what you guys are doing. It certainly is the most talked about thing around here lately. And Joe Bartello is here. Welcome back, sir.
Good morning, Mark.
They are board members of the Northumberland County Fair, which opens tomorrow. They have garden tractor pulls, mutton busting, big fireworks display coming up, and an infantry display this time. So we'll start out, Marianne, we'll start out with you. What is the Northumberland County Fair? If there's somebody out there who hasn't seen it, tell them what it is, and then we'll tell them what's happening this year.
The Northumberland County Fair is the best little fair in Pennsylvania. We're on the other side of the Susquehanna from you. We're, if you take 890 to Wolf's Crossroads, turn on to Seven Points Road, we're approximately half mile on your right. It takes place at the Tall Cedars Grove. Seven Points Road is the address. This year, I understand there may be some road work going on. Please, please don't let that keep you away from us. We are well worth the wait because we're fun.
Oh, yeah, it is a lot of fun. Well, and there's a lot of music, and I never saw a hay bale throwing before. I mean, I'd been to other fairs, but I never caught the hay bale throwing. So,
Hay bale throwing is part of the Farmer Triathlon. Farmer Triathlon is pedal tractor pulls, which is basically like the kids' pedal tractors, but we have them in kids' size and adult size. There's it's a competition, basically. We have adult male, female, and we have kids, boys and girls. We take the top finisher from the tractor pulls. They get a ribbon, I believe. We have part of the triathlon is hay bale throwing, which, of course, as you guessed, is measured by how the furthest distance thrown in all four groups again. Mm-hmm. And we also do hay bale stacking, which is 12 bales, and you move them, and you have a certain place to put them in, and that is a timed event. And the winner, overall winner of all three, becomes our Farmer of the Year, I guess. I really don't know what his title is.
That is open to everyone, though. It's not just for farmers. Anyone can sign up and participate.
Sort of like a ninja competition, only with hay bales.
Yes.
But you have to have a pedal tractor, though.
We supply you with the pedal tractor.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we supply you with everything you need. And like Joe said, it is open to the public. You do not have to participate in all three events. You can come and just give it a try, even, and maybe improve your skills till next year, and you can be the top farmer.
And Joe, describe further the attraction of the fair. I think if folks haven't been there, they might not get a sense of sort of the allure, and you sort of get that palpable feel that you're at something fun and agriculture is being raised.
I mean, people comment all the time. They see people that they haven't seen in a long time when they come out. It's really a laid-back atmosphere. It's not elbow-to-elbow like the Bloomsburg Fair. You know, you have room to move around and enjoy yourself. And there's exhibits to look at. There's animal shows to watch if that's your thing. Our mutton busting is a big event on Thursday night where we have small children riding on sheep. It's like a rodeo where they ride the sheep until they fall off.
That doesn't sound like fun, but it certainly is. I've seen that, so that is a lot of fun. So garden tractor pulls are part of this, the mutton busting. You also have Donald Benjamin is coming back. I believe you had him before, or is he the first?
Nope, this is Donald Benjamin's second appearance. We had him in 2019, I believe he was there. And he's coming back to grace us with his presence again and belled out some wonderful country tunes.
All right. Well, yeah, he's certainly known in the country song era and was talked about a couple of years ago. And then you had the pandemic put the kibosh on one year. Okay.
So that was one of the most difficult decisions our board ever made. We waited to the last second before we decided, no, we could not do that.
Right. Well, you got to, there's a lot goes into it, not just to do people wish to gather, because I think you probably had a lot of folks that said, well, I'll go, you know, in the outdoors, maybe with a mask or not, but there's 100 other things that you guys weigh to pull this together. Cornhole tournament coming up, so tell us about that. That's interesting.
That is new this year. We had a new fair board member say, hey, I've seen they do cornhole tournaments, and my reply to him was, okay, you're in charge, and somehow guess who ended up in charge? So that will be Saturday morning. Registration is at 10. It's open to the public. Anyone can come and participate. The cornhole tournament itself will start at 11. There's competitive and social. There's two classes.
And there's payouts in both classes.
And there's payouts in both classes. So.
Okay. All right, so these are, you know, folks who know what this is by now. I still think of it as new, but I guess it's probably been around for a long time.
Yeah.
I just don't, it wasn't on my radar that
Packer
much.
Packer Island Cornhole Group is who's running the tournament for us.
Oh, and they know what they're doing.
I hope so.
Something. Wow. Okay. Is that related to the campground there, the airport campground region?
I don't think so.
Okay. It might be a good pastime for those who go about their life killing time. I'm still not in that category, but that's all right. Let's see, musical entertainment. So tell us about that. Who's coming to play at this? Any idea, the list or the schedule?
On Saturday night, we're going to have Nate Myers and the Aces.
Oh, okay.
Thursday night is Rattle. It's a Shamokin area group, and they're very good. And
you may see them. They play out at Knoebels, especially at Halloween.
Oh, okay. All right. So those are two, and then that takes you up to
Friday is Donald Benjamin, and he puts on a really good show.
Good.
He's all the way from Michigan.
Yeah, a lot of energy. So.
Yeah, and then we have Kenny Jenkins, Ed Krebs.
Well, that's...
Sorry, Joe gave me the list.
Jay Smarr, Chris
Trasciati. Why did I look at him then?
I have no idea.
And Jim McClincy, the singing mailman, on Friday, too. So.
All right, super. So you got a lot of... And during the day, you have music there, so it is much like the Bloomsburg Fair in that regard, and that the entertainment's going...
Yeah, we have a main stage and then a small pavilion stage.
Okay, so super.
And the fair, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, the fair opens at 3 p.m., and we have music normally, not on Wednesday, but Thursday, Friday at 3 p.m., we will have music beginning at 3 p.m.
All right. So you didn't have a fair last year, but you are having one this year. And tell us about the growth of the fair over the years. Very resilient. I mean, you folks have started out slow. I remember when Ed Mashburn used to contact us and say, hey, you got to get involved in this and, you know, get on board, so we would publicize it a little bit. But tell us about this, how the fair has grown.
Yeah, I mean, we're very fortunate to be at the Tall Cedars Grove. It started out as, you know, part of Elysburg Home Days, and then it moved to the Armory, and then we outgrew that, and then now we were lucky enough to find Tall Cedars Grove and rent that each year from them. And
We're starting to outgrow the Tall Cedars Grove a little bit. We had to, we spoke with a local neighbor there, and our parking is now across the street, and we bring people in. It used to be the parking was right there at the Tall Cedars Grove, but in the last 2-3 years, we've started parking across the street, and then we have tractors with wagons to bring people right in and drop them off and take them back. You don't have to walk back to your car.
All right. Fantastic. Okay. Well, there's evidence right there.
Free admission and free parking, free entertainment, so it's...
Well, yeah, it's well worth it. Yeah, right there. Country Turf and Trail sponsors the fireworks display, and that's Saturday night?
Saturday night, Saturday. Around 5 o'clock. Or not 5 o'clock.
9 p.m.?
Yeah, 9 p.m. Wow, those are going to be really bad fireworks at 5 o'clock.
Well,
at 9 p.m., they'll be much better.
Okay. Henry Rifle, you're raffling off. Henry Rifle, half the country never heard of them around here until Sunbury, but now you have your own rifle.
It's actually the county, the 250th anniversary of the Northumberland County And we just are responsible for raffling the tickets off for it, and the funds go to the fair.
All right.
But well, we still have tickets available at the fair, so it's not...
Usually they're higher cost tickets. What's the price of a ticket for those?
$20 for 20. But there's three chances to win. There's three rifles on the ticket.
And so. I believe there was only 500 tickets sold,
Not 1,000.
Right.
You're not going to lose that opportunity with so many other people. Okay. Let's see. You're going to demonstrate how to make a muzzleloader. We hear that's fantastic to watch and real science. A blacksmith will be there. You also have a Civil War encampment. Is that a new thing, Joe?
That's the first year we're going to do it. Yeah, it's the 149th Bucktail Infantry out of Bloomsburg. They're going to camp overnight on Friday into Saturday.
And so they're okay.
I haven't met them yet, but I hear it's, you know, it's interesting. It's it'll be period dressed, you know, like reenactors.
Hope there's no rebels around. We don't want any conflicts out there. No skirmishes out at the fair. Well, you never know. Maybe they'll set one up.
It could be.
Let's see. Food, vendors, craft, and vegetable exhibits. Of course, you do judging, just like a fair. A lot of animals will be on display and so on. Anything else to talk about at the Northumberland County Fair? Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
We have a train ride. There'll be inflatables for the kids to ride on.
We're also going to be doing a little bit of a photo contest through Facebook. When we got to the Tall Cedars grounds this year, we had some round straw bales that happened to be visiting, and they've been rolled around and rearranged and may or may not have been painted a little bit, and we're going to be doing a photo contest using those hay bales, and that, once again, is open to the public. It would be, you know, taking your photo with the hay bales and... posting it on Facebook, and then the person with the most likes will be our winner.
Oh, wow. Okay. Pays to have a good family.
Yeah.
A big family under those circumstances, or a lot of friends. NOCO Fair, NOCO Fair is the Northumberland County Fair page, the website, and then you can find them on Facebook, Northumberland County Fair. Anything else to add to our good discussion?
I highly recommend visiting the Scout Troop 331 for their potato pancakes.
Okay.
Potato cakes are fabulous. And contrary to what the ad says that's been running, there are no free gallons of cheese available at the fairgrounds.
Oh, okay. Well, the, let's see. Yeah, 331, I remember when they come to River Festival. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, they always have a big line and serve superfood. So we're glad that they're back out on the road. All right, Marianne Troutman and Joe Bartello, board members of the Northumberland County Fair, thank you both so much for all you're doing.
Thank you
and
for having us again.
See you at the fair tomorrow.
Thank you.